This past week, for 5 days, I was away for ongoing training. I was at a seminary just north of Chicago, Mundelein Seminary, for some ongoing training, or I like to tell the kids, priest school. I had 23 years of formal education, but I'm not done yet. And the Lord's still working on me and forming me to be a better priest. I'm ordained almost 5 years now, and I still need to grow and learn. And one of the things that I'm learning to do is how to listen for God's voice. Because if I'm able to listen to God's voice more readily, then I'm able to help others listen to his voice as well. So that's a big part of my training. And while I was there this past week, we had different presentations and conferences and small group times. And in one of the presentations, a priest was speaking, and he gave a really helpful but foreign analogy to me. He talked about what a farmer would do in the upper Midwest right before winter. I am not a farmer, nor are my family members farmers, and I didn't grow in the upper Midwest. So this was a new story for me, and he used it to teach a spiritual implication. And so I wanted to tell the story that he told us for the same reason, because I think there are some really helpful principles in what a farmer does, or maybe would do, in preparing for winter in the upper Midwest. The story he told is that the farmer, before things got too serious in the winter, before the snow started coming and the ground was freezing, he'd tie a rope from the back door of his house, and then he'd drag it all the way across the yard, and then he'd tie the other end to his barn. That was a strange concept for me. Why would he tie this rope from the house to the barn? And the priest presenter told the story that he knew what was coming. He knew winter would be here. And he knew that those animals in the barn would still need fed even during the blizzard. And so the rope going from the house to the barn was something that would keep him grounded. Because even if he veered just a few degrees walking from the house to the barn or the barn to the house, and there's zero visibility and negative temperatures like last night here in Minnesota, that could be a very dangerous thing for the farmer, because he would get off track, he wouldn't find his destination, and everything looks the same when there's zero visibility. The ground's covered with snow, there's no landmarks to navigate by, and he might be out there for quite a long time in severe temperatures, in zero visibility, and could get frostbite, lose his limbs, or even die. And so that rope was a lifeline for him when there was zero visibility, when he couldn't navigate by his usual landmarks. He could grab onto that rope and know that he would find the other side. He'd find the barn as he's walking towards it, and then on the way back to the house, he'd grab onto the rope again, and he'd find home, shelter, security. And that story has a lot of implications for us. I see it as a symbol of hope. That rope is a symbol of hope. Hope is a theological virtue, and it's often pictured as an anchor. So maybe you see this in religious art sometimes. When you see the word hope, think anchor. And I like to think of it, it's an anchor, not that we cast into the depths, like into the ocean or to the lake to keep us grounded, but it's an anchor that we cast upwards into heaven. If I cast the anchor of hope into my homeland of heaven, even when there's zero visibility in my life, I can hold on to the other end. I can hold on to this place of security, and even if I'm tempted to wander one way or another, if I still cling to that rope, knowing that the anchor's on the other side in the place that I want to go, it's going to keep me grounded. It's going to keep me from straying one way or another. It'll keep me in a place of peace and security. This is what hope does for us. And I saw this image in our readings today in the themes given to us by the church, a message of hope. First, from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, he says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He's like this tree planted beside waters. He's not like the bush in the lava waste. He's in a place of security and strength, the one who hopes in the Lord." And the psalmist in Psalm 1 that we chanted back and forth today says the same thing. This is a psalm I think you want to bookmark in your Bibles. Psalm number 1. You're not going to lose it. Psalm 1, again, gives us that image of the tree planted by flowing waters. And the psalmist writes, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord." Hope is that virtue that keeps me steady. It keeps me grounded and pointed to the other side. It keeps me in a place of security, a place of peace. This is what hope does for us, brothers and sisters. And then the gospel today from the Gospel of Luke, it's connected, but I think in not quite an obvious way. You see, in the other readings, it talks about the person hoping in a place of flourishment, a place of fruitfulness, the tree that's growing and thriving because its roots are connected to the water source. But then Jesus seems to turn this image on its head and says, "Blessed are they, happy are they, secure are they who are poor, who are hungry, who are weeping, who are hated and excluded and insulted." That's the person who's blessed. That's the person who's alive and flourishing and thriving. It's the person who Jesus says is in need. And on the opposite side of that, we know that the woes come to those who are rich. Woe to you who are filled. Woe to you when you're laughing and when you're popular and when you're liked. That's the place of danger, Jesus says. Not an obvious connection to the tree in the first readings, and that's the place of hope. But I think you have to examine Jesus' words and examine hope just a little bit deeper. What is it that saves us? What is it that keeps me on the lifeline? It's not one of these conditions or the other. It's not being poor or rich, hungry or filled, weeping or laughing, hated or popular. Those are conditions that I might find myself in. But the thing that saves me is the rope. The thing that saves me is the connection. And the connection is a relationship with Jesus. If I'm connected to Jesus, if I'm connected to the vine, it's like I'm holding on to that rope. That's what saves me. That's what grounds me and gives me a reason to hope. It's holding on. And who is the person who more readily holds on to the rope? I don't think it's the rich. I don't think it's the celebrity. I don't think it's the person who's filled and laughing. That person, I think, has a harder time of holding on, because they don't recognize as readily their need. They don't recognize as readily the need to hold on to relationship with Jesus, knowing this is the thing that's going to save me. This relationship, this person, that's the one I hope in, not in my wealth, not in my laughter, not in my popularity, but something outside of me like this rope anchored to heaven. It's the person who's poor, the person who's hungry and weeping and hated, who more readily knows his or her need. When I'm in a blizzard, when I have zero visibility, when I'm hungry, when I'm destitute, all I have is that rope. All I have is that connection to the Father, that relationship with Jesus that keeps me grounded and pointed to heaven. And so I think that's what Jesus is revealing here. It's not the situation or the state we find ourselves in, hungry or filled, weeping or laughing, hated or popular, rich or poor. The states are external to the condition I want to be in, that condition of hope, holding on to the relationship I have in Christ. So that even when on the exterior I look like a barren bush, I look like the person lost in a storm or in a blizzard, I might look like that on the outside, but if I'm holding on to the rope, in the inside, I'm that tree with deep roots. I'm that one who is holding on with everything I have to the relationship I've found in Christ. And that relationship is saving me. That relationship is bringing fruit to my interior life, my spiritual life, which is much more important than the outside things that are going on in the world. And that's my hopeful message to you today, that when there's zero visibility in your lives, when there's difficult situations and circumstances and states that you're finding yourself in, grab on to the rope. Grab on to that rope anchored in heaven, that relationship with Christ that will keep you going in the right direction. I know if I grab onto the rope and I just start walking, I start continuing my spiritual practices and the things that I know are going to bring me life, they're ultimately going to bring me to the end, and they're going to give me a reason to be joyful, to laugh, to be hopeful. So brothers and sisters, let's hold on to Christ. Let's hold on to that rope anchored in heaven today, that even when things are dark and confusing, we have a Savior who loves us, who reaches out to us, and saves us.